Hi, Jingle. We're here to check in on where we're at.
Ah, perfect. It will be great to let the bosses know.
So we know that we want to share good news.
Our goal. Tick.
Perfect.
But we don't know where to share it.
Oh.
Or what we should be sharing.
Oh.
Or what people want to hear.
Or need to hear.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But what we do know is there is good news worth sharing out there, and that it might take us by surprise.
That's right. Nick Nicholson, the host of The Unexpected Upgrade, told us all about how sometimes the news we need to hear isn't what we expected to hear.
Exactly. Surprises can be good.
So, what we know is that we should surprise people?
It's bigger than that, Jingle. It means the best kind of news any of us could hope to know is something we don't know yet.
Or something we've forgotten.
It means the best news we could hear is bigger than what we could ever hope or think of right now.
And we're sure that news is out there somewhere.
Oh, I see. Well, that's exciting. Although I don't quite know how to explain that one to the bosses, especially when we're meant to go live so soon.
Don't worry, Jingle. We're onto it.
Miss Mistletoe has been super helpful.
And so has Ariana, our Christmas expert.
We'll have a show together in no time.
Yes, I'm sure you will. You've done it before. So where are you going to gather this good news from?
We haven't quite figured that out yet.
Well, you are going to get them from the right sources, right?
What do you mean? What source?
A source is a place you hear the news from, but it needs to be correct. Sometimes we hear the wrong information from the wrong people. It's so easy to get it wrong nowadays.
So we need to hear the right news from the right people?
Exactly.
How do we know who the right people are?
I thought you would ask that.
Miss Mistletoe, where did you come from?
I'm always ready to help, Jingle. It's my job, after all.
I don't know where I'd be without you, Miss Mistletoe.
I've set up a meeting with a few people who I know can help you, Holly and Tinsel. The first person I think you should talk to is Ariana.
Of course!
Oh, why didn't we think of that?
Follow me. I've set up a room for you to call her from.
Where would we be without you?
Hello again, Tinsel and Holly.
Hi!
It's good to talk to you again. Miss Mistletoe has filled me in on all that's happened so far.
She's amazing! But here's our problem. We're not sure how to know what news is the right news to share.
I understand, and I've been thinking about this too. I think there's another part of the Christmas story that perfectly helps us with this. Are you ready to hear more?
Yes, please.
Great. So do you remember the part of the Christmas story where the angels appeared to the shepherds?
Kind of.
Well, let's go over it again. The shepherds are in a field looking over their sheep when suddenly an angel appeared to them, all shiny and beautiful, and even a little bit scary.
Whoa!
Exactly! The angel told the shepherds to not be afraid, because they were there to bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
Wow! That is good news!
The angel said there was a boy born in a town called Bethlehem, and that he is the Messiah.
What does that mean? My sire?
No, Tinsel. The angel said messier, like he would be a messy child.
Not quite. They called him the Messiah. It's a term meaning that he was born to save us all.
Save us from what?
Well, at the time, a lot of people thought that he was there to rule the country. They were hoping for someone to come into the government. But he was born for something much bigger than that. He came to save us so that we might find life with him forever. A life full of joy, hope, love, and purpose.
Wow!
You can understand why the shepherds would have been amazed by this. They would have heard stories growing up that one day, God would send someone to save them. And now it seemed to be coming true. And this was the sign. The angel told them they'd find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger.
In a manger?
What a strange place to find a baby!
Exactly! No sooner had the angel told them that, when suddenly the whole sky was full of angels, all singing out loud. May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth.
That would have sounded so pretty.
That singing would have been amazing. But I think I'd still be wondering if it was all actually true. What if it was just some really weird dream or something?
I'm sure you're not the first person to think that, Tinsel. As soon as the angels left, the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see this baby for themselves. They wanted to be sure what the angel had said was true.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Hearing about something is one thing, but getting to see it for yourself is so much better. As soon as the shepherds knew this good news was true, they wanted to tell everyone.
Oh, I get it now. This is what Jingle was telling about before.
Huh?
When he was telling to us about finding good sources?
Like tomato sauce or barbecue sauce?
No, Tinsel. A source is where information comes from.
Exactly, Holly. The shepherds wanted to see the source of the angels' good news for themselves. Sometimes it can be important for us to know something for ourselves instead of just listening to other people talk about it. In fact, I've got two friends who I would love to talk to you about it. Hold on, I'll get them on the line.
We're interrupting our podcast quickly to let you know about something very special coming up soon.
Our most favorite time of year is almost here, and we'd love to invite you to spend Christmas with us.
Here at Life, we have Christmas services taking place across Auckland, New Zealand and Melbourne, Australia.
On Christmas Eve, while the adults have a carol service, Adventure Kids is hosting a special party for all the kids.
And then, on Christmas Day, we have a special one-hour family service where we all get to celebrate together.
So if you're in Auckland, you can find out more at christmasatlife.co.nz.
And for our Australian listeners, visit christmasatlife.com.au for Melbourne information.
We can't wait to spend Christmas with you!
Now, back to the investigation.
Hello? Hello?
This is Bert Bergstein.
And I'm Tamara Timberland.
And you're watching us live on this tiny screen.
Hi, Bert. Hi, Tamara. It's so good to see you again. I hope we're not interrupting your broadcast.
Not at all. We've just presented the 9:45 news, so we've got a few minutes before we present the 9:53 news show.
Why so soon?
News is always breaking somewhere, and we want to be the first to tell people about it.
That sounds exhausting.
It's serious work, but we enjoy it. And who might we be talking to anyway?
Oh, sorry, Bert and Tamara. I'd like to introduce you to Tinsel and Holly. They're elves at the North Pole, and they're investigating what good news is. I'll let you all talk about it.
It's great you want to learn more. People trust us to bring them the right news, and we do not take their honour lightly.
Trust! That's exactly what we wanted to talk to you about.
We've been learning about where stories come from, our sources, and what kind of sources we should trust to hear things from.
A good source is always important. We would never share anything on the news unless we knew the source could be trusted.
But how do you know who to trust?
Ah, yes, a very important question.
Sometimes we get told of a story that sounds amazing and something people would definitely want to know about. A story that sounds too good to be true.
Sadly, it quite often is. They may not have seen the thing happen themselves, just heard about it from a friend who heard about it from a friend who heard it from their neighbour's grandma's pet lizard.
Along the way, from person to person, the story gets a little messy, and it turns into something quite different from what actually happened.
That's why it's important to always have the right source, someone who can speak truthfully to what happened, someone who can be trusted.
Just like when the shepherds heard the angels' good news.
Yeah, they probably thought the news was true, but they would have still wanted to see for themselves.
Exactly. Sometimes hearing the wrong news can actually be quite dangerous. People can be hurt by that.
You would be surprised how often people do things based on what they've heard from someone else, not based on something they know for themselves.
This is why we're always careful with what we put on the news. We always want to be telling news that comes from the right source.
I get it. Good news comes from good sources.
This gives us a lot to think about.
We're 10 seconds away from our next broadcast. We'll have to let you go.
Thanks for your help, Bert and Tamara.
Our pleasure. Whoops, and welcome back. This just in, the world's largest Christmas cracker has been made in Melbourne, Australia. Hi, Holly and Tinsel. How did the talk go with Bert and Tamara?
Super helpful. We learned about making sure we're listening to the right people.
I see now why the shepherds went to see Jesus for themselves.
And why they were so excited to tell other people about it. They knew it was good news worth sharing.
It makes me think, Holly. How many times do we believe things about ourselves because someone else has said them?
It's true. I've heard other elves say things about me that weren't quite right. They said sorry later, but can you imagine how bad it would be if I believed them?
That's why it's always so careful we know where our source is. Who are we listening to? Holly, Tinsel, can I let you in on a secret about the best source who has plenty to say?
Yes, please.
It's the very person who made you. God. He has plenty to say about who you are. Would you like me to share some of it with you?
That would be great.
All through the Bible, he reminds us who we are to him. He says, we're his children. That's how precious you are to him. He calls us his friends. That he doesn't judge you, but he loves you with all that he is. He says you are free, you are chosen, and you are designed wonderfully and special. He created you to be you, not to be someone else. And he loves you from the bottom of your feet to the tip top of your head.
Oh, I feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Sometimes we can let other voices tell us who we are. So that's why it's always important to come back to the one person who knows you far better than anyone else. The source you can trust for news about yourself.
Thanks for sharing with us, Ariana. Do you think you could remind me of this again at some point?
Of course. Just as I would never want to forget it myself, I also would never want to let my friends or family forget it either. It's always good to have friends who will help remind us what God says about us.
Thanks, Ariana. We definitely learned a lot. I can't wait to tell Jingle all about it.
Maybe we should remind Jingle about what God thinks of him too.
That sounds like a great plan. I'll see you soon, Holly and Tinsel.
Bye!
The investigation continues soon. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss the next part of the adventure.